Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. But I leave everybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming from the good Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Jalito. Oseo, this is El Ross Smith Bay. I'm your host. And tonight is July 27th, 2017. Tonight's show is titled Indigenous American Animals because we're going to cover a wide range, you know, dealing with indigenous animals and where they first arose here in America. And just like the people, the animal's history was revised and retold, okay? The animal's history was also a lie. You know, the species of animals was covered up, okay, as well as the flora and the fauna, as well as the trees and the plants revised and covered and hidden, just as the indigenous people was, okay, because once they rearranged the indigenous people's history, they couldn't just stop right there. They had to, because everything is all connected, so they had to kind of revise everything else. You know, they had to revise the plant's history, you know, the calendar history as far as chronology and the time. This is not even 2017, okay? They're dealing with the whole biology and all the biodiversity and life that was here. They had to reconstruct all of that once they did the reconstruction and the denationalization of the indigenous people, okay? Because like I said, everything is all interconnected. And I just want to deal specifically with the indigenous animals and species of animals that you may not have known were indigenous to this landmass. All right, so before we begin, as always, I'd like to thank the great Aunt Esther before me for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information to my people and to the world. Okay. With that being said, I got a couple articles lined up. And you can also read these articles on my Instagram page at our Talk Times of America. It's spelled the same way as my blog talk radio show is. So you can kind of copy and paste if you don't follow me on Instagram already. As well as on Facebook, Times of America Facebook page. Right. Now, what we're going to start off with, the animal specifically, is the American hyena. Okay, did you know that hyenas, you know, that people commonly associate hyenas, you know, with Africa, maybe South Africa, you know what I'm saying, or Central Africa, you know, where the hyena roams the plains, you know, because hyenas are scavengers. You know, you've seen Simba, Lion King, you know. They're on the African plains, right? So, of course, you would commonly associate hyenas with Africa. But did you know that actually hyenas are indigenous to America as well? Okay. Now, I'm going to read directly from the Smithsonian Magazine, all right? And you can check this article out at smithsonianmag.com, okay? It says, North America used to have its very own hyena. These giggly beasts didn't just roam Africa in the Middle East. They were right here in our backyard. Think of a hyena and you'll probably picture a giggly beast loping across the East African savannah. Or if you're really up in your mammalogy, one of the other three hyena species that roam Africa and the Middle East. But you could just as easily envision a hyena much closer to home, trotting around the rocky terrain of Arizona. That's right. For a time, America had its very own hyena. Okay. And what's so interesting is that the hyena's fossils and skeletons were found in Arizona near the Grand Canyon, okay, whose beginning this animal may have witnessed, and they have ancient indigenous drawings of the hyena as well written on the cave walls of the Grand Canyon, among other animals you may not commonly associate with America. So that was number one, the hyena. All right. Next, we're going to go to cheetahs. And now I'm reading from Science News, all right? Cheetahs migrated from North America. And again, this is another species of animal that you may not have associated with America, but when in fact it originated here. The cheetah, okay? Cheetahs originated and migrated from North America, okay? And now it says, the sources from Biomed Central, and this article was written December 8, 2015. Okay, the summary says the cheetah is now at home on the African plains, but it started a migration from from North America towards its current habitat. The research found that the migration from North America was costly for the species, triggering the first major reduction in their gene pool. Okay. So that's number two. Cheetahs, indigenous to America. Next, we're going to go to another animal that's commonly, you know, associated with Africa. The lion. That's right. I said the lion, okay? And I'm going to read this article from Scientific American. You can go find it. And now we're going to go to the summary. It says, large lions roam North America and Europe as recently as 13,000 years ago. Ecology. These ancient lions were like a supersized version of today's lions, up to 25% bigger. Study co-author Ross Barnett, a researcher at the Ancient Biomolecule Center at the University of Oxford Department of Zoology, said in a statement, the extinct big cats turn out to be much more closely related to today's lions, okay, and other contemporaries living in North America, according to the study. Again, originally a North American animal, the American lion, spread into South America. About 100 complete skeletons of the American lion have been found preserved in the La Brea tar pit in California. Other fossils have been found in Canada, Texas, Idaho, Nevada, Nebraska, Wyoming, Mississippi, Northern Florida, Mexico, and Peru, to show that it was 30% larger than today's African lion, measuring about 10 feet long, 4 feet high at the shoulder, and weighing about 750 pounds. The males were larger than the females. Okay? That's number three, lions. Indigenous to North America, South America, you know, that's all connected, one landmass, okay? It's number three. All right, now we have number four. Gone but not forgotten, okay? Bring back North American elephants. Again, this is another animal that is commonly associated with Africa and Asia, but it is also indigenous to America, the elephant. Okay, this article is coming from Scientific American again, and this is University of Arizona as the source. And the summary says, North America once was a land where not only buffalo roamed, but elephants played. Okay? So that's another animal that you may not have known was indigenous to the Americas, but you may have thought came from elsewhere. Okay? But was already here. And to continue reading about the elephant, let us go to an article written by Wonders and Marbles contributor Adrian Mayer. It says, slaves first identify elephant fossils in America. Okay. African slaves dug up some colossal teeth while working in a swampy field on Stono Plantation in North Carolina in about 1725. Number five. Tigers. All right, and this is coming from the Business Insider. Okay. And it says there could be more than 10,000 Tigers living in secret across America. All right, I'm going to just leave that open. And if you know, you're curious, you can go research and, you know, backtrack and check that out. All of the indigenous animals that I listed. And I'm also going to read an article from the National Geographic. Okay. It says, lions, elephants to roam the U.S. plain? Question mark. Okay. And they have a plan saying that their ultimate vision is of a vast ecological change, free-roaming elephants, predators, and other large animals that we all hope will serve as proxies for the large vertebrae that were here 13,000 years ago. We talk about horses and camels, but did you know that horses and camels originated in North America, and there were multiple species here 13,000 years ago. Okay. Number six. Well, number seven, really, because that's horses and camels. So that's number six and number seven. You know how they like to say, oh, the European came over here and he introduced horses to the indigenous Americans because they had never seen horses before. They were so amazed by Cortez on his large four-legged beast. When in reality, the horse originated here, okay? Camel originated here, all right? That's why the llama originated here, okay? Alpaca originated in America. Oh, I'm not finished yet. Number eight. The American zebra, okay? That's another animal commonly associated with Africa and, you know, other countries, other continents. Well, really just Africa. There may be some zebras in New Zealand. Commonly associated with Africa, all right? And this is another indigenous animal to America. Right, and it says in this article, which is actually from a book, and it says after the appearance of the American zebra in the early Blanken, there was a much greater diversity of types of horses. Okay, some retained the primitive large size and stout limbs of the American zebra, and they are usually known as equus. Others became quite small with relative short legs and are often called Equus alaskae. The most specialized are the stilt leg forms, such as the Equus franciscae or Equus solabatus. These range in size from that of a pony to a draft horse and are clearly related to the wild asses. Still, other horses are hard to distinguish based on their size, limb proportions, or other skeletal characters. If we knew more about their behavior or coloration, we might separate them further as we do the wild horses living today. Okay, so that just kind of went into, you know, some history again dealing with horses, okay, how they originated here in America as well as the zebra. So I just gave y'all eight animals, you know, that are commonly associated with a lot of other lands when, in fact, they are indigenous to America, such as the zebra, the cheetah, the elephant, right, the lion, okay? These are all indigenous American animals. This is all part of American biology. fascinating, right? I got about 7 minutes left. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. Phone number is 713-955-0439. The phone number to call in is 713-955-0439. Okay. So we got two callers. See if they have any questions or comments. Last four digits ending in 9183. What's your name? Where you calling from? Last four digits ending in 9183.
It's me. My name is KGKGEL Bay Blue.
What's going on, bro?
How you doing?
Pretty well, man. Can't complain.
That's good to hear. Kind of happy because I'm – well, today wasn't the greatest day, but, you know, I'm living. Today's a holy day.
Oh, yeah.
Peace and business and long. Trying to keep it together. Other than that, being awake with sleep. Everyone's sleeping around me and trying to keep my temper to myself and my emotions and my spills and castings to myself. Other than that, trying to study, trying to get my nationality so I can start doing my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, I was kind of impressed that we had a lion in America that weighed 750 pounds and it was a male out of all the females.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And the elephants, I was reading that also when I was doing some research, but I was just like jumping into like the topic. But I was doing some research on like my tribe or the tribe that I'm from, Taino Aquin, I believe. I can't really pronounce it, but doing my best. Trying to figure out what my forefathers and my ancestors did and trying to represent my ancestors the best way possible and try to put in a little zest in it for myself so I can feel comfortable with myself because I am, you know, upholding, you know, the rituals in general and trying to, you know, get a little better with it so I can feel a little comfortable with it but still honor them at the same time.
100%.
Yeah. On top of that, didn't know we had hyenas, elephants.
Yes.
All that is like somewhere indoctrinated into a book that I never witnessed before. But I had an idea that it's been around, so it's not something that you can be like, "Hey, we don't have this." But I give myself a good imagination to be like, "Yo, we probably did have this, but we need to figure out where to get the information or the facts to figure out where it's at." So,
yeah.
I felt that. I'm sorry. And another thing that I realized, I wrote down I wanted to be a detective. And I remember discussing this with you on Monday, I believe, that, you know, like things come to us and we figure it out. And I was like, be that
right.
Me being us being Moors and being detectives of our own history and then learning law and then understanding that there's certain things that hold us back. It should hold us back for not disrespecting others. It should hold us back from knowing ourselves and holding ourselves accountable because it's in our duty to understand that people are people and certain people haven't met themselves as much as we have. So in consideration of that, I go to the like ascending myself to the point where I'm not better than anybody. I don't feel as though that I'm not, the race doesn't get into it. I don't see color. I only see attitude. And once you get to a certain distinguishing point where you start defining your attitude towards me, and that's when I start to, you know, unveil the righteous person that I've become. And you'll get more details me personally, I become more analytical. If you you want to get to that point where it's like you want to test me, you can test me, but it's not going to get to the point where it's like you're going to break my character. I never allow someone to break my character, and once they break my character, if they even get to that point, which is highly unlikely, you are the person that's left in the dust because you're playing with fire.
Exactly, man. To cut you off, but I got to show
up. Yeah, you got
to end.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna nice talking to you. Do your thing. Keep doing your thing.
Yes, sir.
Nah.
All right. Hey, man.
You just post them up on the IG and then we just call you, right? You have scheduled nights or you just do random? Are these random,
yeah.
I guess?
Yeah, usually every night around 10 o'clock sharp, actually. 10 p.m. Central Time Zone.
Yeah, because for me it's like 11.
Yeah.
No, but if anything, be a thing. If we have time, we'll talk more. But other than that,
Islam. Take care, bro.
Over now.
All right. Last four digits ending in 1554. You have a question or comment? Last four numbers ending in 1554.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is AJ. I just am just listening and digesting everything, and thanks again for the show tonight. It was good.
Hey, sweet. Hey. All right, thank you for tuning in. Yeah, I was trying to get you in before the show ended. But, yeah.
That's okay. I appreciate you taking the call anyway.
All right, no problem. And thank you for calling in again. I guess I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, too. Because I got to go to work, so I got to get up.
So
everyone for calling in. Awesome dialogue with the bro. I believe that was Nappy Vegan. And also, AJ, thanks for calling in. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and end it. No, I got to say, this is a successful show. Pretty good panel on here, you know what I'm saying? I saw a lot of other people calling, but, you know, I couldn't get y'all in because I kind of went over time. So, well, like I said, next time, just make sure you call in. So that way you can go into overtime with me, because if you don't call in and you're listening, you'll have to wait until the podcast downloads until you can hear it. Okay. With that being said, without further ado, your identity is your most valuable possession, okay, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi, thank you.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.